Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. With armistice declared, some war secrets could finally be revealed. Greatest U.S. war device on display. Witnesses see marvelous wireless telephone in action. 8 years of work by wizards of science, aided by civilian workers in radio problems, came to successful consummation last February. Since that time, American airplanes here and in Europe have been equipped with apparatus which has made vocal communication between them while flying, as well as communication with the Earth, a simple matter. The secret has been well kept for many months. Outside of members of the Air Service, few have known about it. Those few admirably maintained absolute silence. War Department has regarded the solution of the problem of what is now called voice command flying as one of the greatest achievements of the age. Its value in war was so tremendous that extraordinary precautions were taken to prevent the slightest inkling of the development from leaking out. German aviators knew that the American flying men had some advanced method of communication, but did not know exactly what it was. It remained for the men of the American Air Services to perfect the radio phone. The ending of the war has made further secrecy in connection with this amazing invention unnecessary. There are certain secrets that naturally will not be revealed, but the principles involved were made clear without reserve by Colonel Clarence C. Culver of the Aviation Corps, the man who has led the perfecting of the wireless telephone. Those who have seen airplanes in battle formation many thousands of feet in the air have perhaps wondered how, at a given moment, they have all turned or looped or dived as though one machine, maintaining the precision of West Point cadets on dress parade. The answer is that each man has a telephone receiver fastened in his helmet through which he receives the order of the squadron commander as clearly and audibly as if he were an infantryman on the ground. Many persons, perhaps, have wondered why some months ago flight commanders began flying in the rear or to one side of their squadrons rather than ahead, after a fashion necessary when visual signals were used. The answer is the wireless telephone. The flight commander now goes where he will, so long as he keeps in touch with his men. No matter where he is, he can give his orders by word of mouth and be sure of exact and instant obedience. The roar of the motor and the whir of the propellers have no effect whatever on his power of clear transmission. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.